It is good to see all of you this morning. And we are going to continue in Ephesians chapter 5.
What is the name of today's teaching?
Don't push me.
Don't push me. Okay, good.
I'll get there. By the time I leave today, this sermon will have a title.
Listen all the way through.
You're going to have to listen the whole thing. Okay. We're in Ephesians 5. Let's start at verse 18 and we'll read together. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. As we look at this passage, we talked in the previous couple of sermons together, looking at being filled with the Spirit and how that is about giving the Holy Spirit, giving the Lordship of Jesus Christ access to our lives and access to our choices. That being filled with the Spirit means I'm available for God. Not that more of God is present, He's fully present, but that more of you and more of myself are made available to God in being filled with the Spirit. But he continues that thought. There is no break in the sentence. The thought continues. Being filled with the Spirit now flows into these applications and these truths. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord. We're going to have to take this in bits and pieces. So, whoops. I need to erase where it's written. And there's a couple of things as we begin looking at this passage. I don't know how many of you are like me, but I can't sing worth being. I don't know who sits next to me, but I'm not kidding. I frequently feel like leaning forward and apologizing to whoever's sitting in front of me. Occasionally I do. But I love to sing. I'm just not very good at it. And this passage has a couple of words, several words, that are about music. But fortunately for me and anyone else who's not good at music, the language leaves us an out. So let's look at that. He says, speaking. Speaking. Did you notice that word? He says, speaking to one another. And we're going to notice, I'll just go ahead and put it up on the board. And he says later, to the Lord and to God the Father. So there's two directions to what we're looking at. But whatever this passage is about, you and I get to come away from this passage, hopefully with a strengthening, with a challenging, with a greater focus, that my conversation should be growing in two directions. That my conversation back and forth with you should be growing in some very specific ways, and my conversation with God should be growing in some very specific ways. And he starts out speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. Jason, you want to see if there's another better writer in there? Because if I try to go get it, I will yank something out and electrocute someone. And looking at these words, psalms and spiritual songs, hymns, making melody, there's a very musical focus to this passage. Thank you. And one of the things we can ask is, why is the Holy Spirit in calling us to speak to one another and in calling us to increase some aspect of our conversation with God, Why is he using such musical terms? Again, this is not a matter of talent. This is not a matter of musical ability. This is something that gets shared and spoken, but that God has chosen to put in this musical focus. And there's at least two things about music, in the general sense, that I think we can very quickly, very directly apply to the pursuit of conversation with each other and the pursuit of deeper conversation with God. And those two aspects are creativity and passion. Music is one of the most creative endeavors. How many people here are frustrated musicians? There's something in you and you want to sing. Yeah. You wanna create. You wanna write. You wanna perform. You want to create that. There's a creative urge in us that is God-given. And that urge can be focused in a lot of different directions. But I think most of us, even maybe even more so when we don't have the talent, we have that urge to be creative musically. There are times, I'm sure, that in your prayers, there are times in your worship, there are times in just your anguish of life where you run out of words. And your heart continues to address something past words. And in fact, God promises in Romans 8, go there for just a split second. In Romans 8, verse 26, he says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. That there is an expression and a longing, there is a communication, even past words, that the Holy Spirit does on our behalf. And that is, it, for many of us, is reflected in the creativity of music and the passion of music. And now what God is saying is, I want you to be growing in some way of thinking that will so naturally, supernaturally, that will so naturally move you to creativity and passion that when you share it with each other, it carries those qualities of music. It goes simply beyond words, that there is a creativity and a passion to what you're sharing with one another that is more than simple textual words, more than simple vocabulary. Now, he goes on to say, if I can flip back there real quick. He goes on to say that then that will then flow also into making melody with our hearts. There's another out for those of us without talent. I get to speak my music and I get to make melody in my heart. But that this creativity and this passion of music gets expressed both to you and you to me and to each other and then to God. Now, we could just hear this thing as some kind of, I don't know, Pollyannish, Mary Poppins kind of Christianity. Where people get together and they're all in a tizzy and they go, oh, praise Jesus. And they just got to say all this fluffy stuff to each other. God is absolutely not talking about saying fluffy stuff to each other. God is calling us to a depth of awareness. In fact, let me put that word up because that's crucial. Of awareness and then gratitude that must be expressed with creativity and passion. This is not just fluffy Christian stuff. This isn't just for people who get to live in the United States, have lots of stuff, be real comfortable, go to bed every night in the same place without fear that before the night's over, you and your family will be destroyed or hauled off to prison. This isn't just for people who are healthy. This isn't just for people who are in happy circumstances. That every believer, in whatever circumstance they're in, and there are believers this morning, we know there are believers this morning that are facing horrendous circumstances. Some of them are facing that just because of the situation they're in. Not because they're Christians, not because they're believers, but just because that's where they were born. That's where they live. That's the family they're in. That's the country they're in. There are others who are facing horrendous situations this morning because they're believers. That if they would just give up their claim to Christ, things would get easier. And they can. They know who they belong to. And so they're going to suffer today because of their belief in Christ. Now, some of us will face sorrow today. In a group this big, some of us will face sorrow. It will be sorrow over a family member, what someone's going through. It may be sorrow in a marriage. It may be sorrow over something our children are choosing or going through. It may be sorrow and grief over someone responding to us, again, in hatred or animosity because of our faith. Some of us will suffer today. Most of us, by the blessing of circumstance, will have a pretty pleasant day. And that this command is for that whole range of what we might experience today, for every believer everywhere on the planet. And it begins with this awareness, that for you and I to make melody in our heart to God, for you and I to speak psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to each other, we first have to grow an intentional awareness of what's the universe really about. What is God really doing in the universe? And where am I with Him in that? And for every single believer, the outcome of that awareness should be singing in our hearts. Now, that doesn't mean it's the whole reality. If we're believers who are humble, we can recognize, Father, the more aware I am, the more I realize how much I need to grow. And Paul expressed it. Paul definitely expressed it. He expressed that by calling himself the chief of sinners. He expressed that by recognizing, despite how wonderful it was that he wasn't what he used to be, he still had to press on because he'd not yet reached the high prize. So we do get to recognize my full awareness will include some humble sorrow over sin in my life, or some humble recognition of growing yet to be chosen and accomplished. We get to keep that awareness, that humble awareness. But that the larger picture we're aware of is the work of Jesus Christ. We had in our young folks class upstairs this morning, we were looking at John 15:5, and I wasn't even thinking of it at the time, but so much of that applies to what we're looking at here. Because we were talking about Jesus saying, as a command, abide in my love. And one of our young people recognized that that means this. I have to think about it, and it will change my actions. And if you can look back over the past week, over your degree of awareness, if I can look back over my past week, over my degree of awareness, to what extent was I thoughtfully aware of where I stand in this universe because of the work of Jesus Christ? To what extent was I just aware periodically of the incredible, well, we came up with a list. So, you know, guys, I'm sorry you have to hear it again. That we were recognizing part of being aware and thinking about His love means I get to think about His blessing. His blessing me. I get to think about the fact that God Himself is thinking about me right now. That God Himself is planning for me, preparing blessing for my future. That I get to recognize that God is protecting me from the enemy, from the plans of the enemy. I get to recognize that God is preparing escape in any temptation. That I get to recognize the sacrifice. I get to recognize the future, the eternal future. I get to keep recognizing, and that list could go on. I get to keep recognizing a lot of the specifics of how God is loving me, and I think about them. I ponder them. I talk them over with God. I talk them over with you, and you talk them over with me. And we get together. What we did this morning in our time of worship was part of this. We got together, and in an active, out loud way, we said, I want you to know some of the ways God was blessing us and caring for us and protecting us. I want you to know some of the ways God's already answered prayers and shown Himself active and loving in our fellowship. And we shared that together so that we could praise Him together. That's part of this. Of singing a spiritual song of worship to God out loud. and causing our hearts to rise in an inner melody with passion and creativity to say, I want to be aware of this. I want to think about this. So the challenge for us this week, if I'm going to share this with you, and you're going to share it with me, and we're going to share it more with each other, it truly, truly begins that I ponder that on my own. Now, again, I'm sort of recreating, I didn't intend this, but I'm recreating some of the things from our class this morning, because I would like to give all of you the homework that your young people are working on this week. So, borrow a pen, don't steal a pen, borrow a pen, so you can write these passages down. So all of Psalm 139, somebody in the class who can look at your notes, what were the exact verses from 17, John 17?
22-26.
Say it louder, please.
22-26.
All of Psalm 139, John 17, 22-26. Romans 8, 26 through 39. Ephesians 3, 14 through 28. And, I'm sorry, 14 through 21. And Jeremiah 29, 11. Now, that is by no means an exhaustive list. That's a really tiny list. But that these passages are God expressing to you His love, His thoughtfulness, His care, and calling on you to ponder that and be aware of that. So what I would like to ask every member of the body of Christ who's in here this morning, and young or old, that all of us would spend some time this week looking over these passages. Not looking over them for a Bible study, not looking over them as a homework assignment for Reg, not looking over them for anything less than this. A genuine father-son, father-daughter conversation between you and the Father who loves you. And that you're reading these passages specifically here, Father, what would you like me to think about? What would you like me to ponder? If I'm going to ponder this, if I'm going to think about your blessing and your thinking and your planning and your protection and your escape and your sacrifice and the future you're preparing for me, help me to hear you. Help me to hear your spirit. So that part of what I'm praying for and part of what I'm encouraging is that all of us together as a body should grow this week in thinking about the love of God for us. In whatever circumstances you're in. Again, some of you will face tragedy this week. There's no way that's not true. In a group this large, some of you will face tragedy this week. Some of you will face an awareness of your own failure and sinfulness. Some of you will face hurt and betrayal by the way somebody else loves you. Treats you. Maybe even someone in your family that other times is loving, but this week they're going to let you down. And on, the circumstances you face, that God is saying, I want you to dwell on these things. I want you to hear these truths, no matter what your circumstance, so that your heart, totally on your own, that your heart begins to worship me with creativity and passion for who I am to you and who you are to me on purpose. This is about growth. This is not about needing to sound like somebody else. This is not about how eloquent you are in this, but that it's from the heart, like true music. In fact, what's interesting, when we look at these words, the word psalms basically means a stringed musical instrument playing. Can you read all that up there in the mess? It's the psalms carried with it in the very word, a stringed instrument. There's something musical about the psalms. And when I look at this word, making melody, it's the exact same root word. That God said, when you're making melody, I want your heart being the instrument that you're playing. You're playing the strings of your heart to me. In passion and creativity, you're expressing to me what you're becoming increasingly aware of, which is that I love you and I've prepared a multitude of blessings, and these blessings are specific. God is not just a feeble, you know, wishy-washy grandpa. No, nothing negative intended to those in the room who are grandpas. Yeah. But he's not just sitting there off in the corner saying, oh, I sure wish well for my kids.
What about those of us that are wishy-washy?
He's not wishy-washy. That's the point. He's not wishy-washy. He actually is powerfully proactive for you. And that's why recognizing there are layers and layers to God's loving me. God's not just thinking and feeling warmth toward me. I want to ponder my day in conversation with God. I want to grow wiser and more aware of how God will be loving me today. There will not be one day, and this is true for everybody in the room, there will not be one day this week where your day was not full of the active involvement of God in loving you. But we may or may not be aware of it. We may or may not notice it, and we may or not ponder it. And what he's saying is, notice it, ponder it on purpose. And then in creativity and passion, tell me about it. Give it back to me, not because God's so egotistical and insecure that he needs to know. It's so that we grow wise and we grow aware and we grow strong against the lies of the enemy, because we see what the universe is really like for sons and daughters of God. For sons and daughters of God, the universe is full of daily blessing, regardless of our circumstances. Daily love, daily intensity and detail of love. Now, that's the beginning, is that this week, all of us would commit ourselves to be in the Word, pondering with God the details and the reality of him loving us. I would encourage you, make a decision right now that you're really going to be pursuing that this week. And then the second part is, he says, now, if that's happening to you, since this is coming from your heart, you got to start there, but then speak it to one another. I like what Jeff was saying about Ray Bolger. Was it Ray Berger?
Ray Berger.
Berger, okay. Ray Bolger, that was the Tin Man from... Wizard of Oz, yeah. Ray Berger. Here's this believer who comes to your house. You guys get together, and for 2 hours, you end up singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You end up speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, I don't know how melodious your voices were, but your hearts were making beautiful music to God.
Amen.
And they spoke that to each other. That's wisdom. And your faith is strengthened, and my faith is strengthened when somebody sits down with me for a few minutes and tells me what they've seen God do in their life. And then I strengthen them because I praise God right back to them by telling them what God's done in my life. And we explore something amazing that God has promised us in Scripture. And we can even recognize, you know what? I'm not even sure what that means, but I'm barely getting it. And it's worth sharing this little tidbit I understand. I need to pass this on to you for your day. This encouraged me. I'm getting a slice. I'm getting a little flavor of this. And I wanted to share some of that with you. So as we ponder that this week, then I'm going to encourage you to do a second thing. While you're pondering and thinking about the love of God, speak to God and let him know, Father, I'm willing to pass this on to somebody. And that doesn't mean you got to start walking around trying to sound religious. This is not about sounding religious, because this is from the heart. That what you get to sound is you get to sound like you're aware of what's really going on in the universe, and you get to sound like you're thankful for it. You're aware and you're thankful, and you're going to just share that with somebody else. And that you're letting God know, Father, I'm willing to share that. Now, for most of us, the first place to begin sharing that is right there in your own home. You know, don't call up Susie to tell her before you turn around and tell your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter or your mom or your dad. So I want to make sure the young people hear this. You get to encourage your mom and dad. There have been several times, I couldn't even say this strong enough, where an incredible blessing has come to me because my daughter Erin came and told me some truth that God was teaching her, and she wanted me to be excited about it. She just wanted me to know what God had done or what God was showing her. That blesses me out the roof. Young people, you have great power. You don't have to have something that your parents have never heard before to just say, Mom, Dad, I was looking in the Word of God, and isn't this cool? You will make your mom's day. You will blow your dad's mind. They will ask to see ID to make sure it's But you really get to bless your parents. And parents, you get to bless your children when you treat your children like full believers. They're not just children. They're fellow believers. If they put their faith in Christ, speak truth back and forth one another, parent to child, with the recognition, you're my eternal brother or sister in Christ. My daughter Erin, my wife Carrie, are my eternal sisters in Christ. Long after they've gone past being wife and daughter, they will still be my sisters. I get to treat them and think of them that way right now, as I speak psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to them, and as they speak those back to me. Start in your home, passionately, with creativity. Ask God for wisdom to know how to share that with the people you live with. Then we can move outside the walls and share it at work and call somebody up and meet the guys on Friday morning and share some other things and meet the women on Wednesday night and share some other things and meet at the grocery store and share some things or meet for 2 hours out on the range looking at mangy cattle and share some things. Share some things that are true just because you're aware and you're thankful. And lo and behold, we're going to go ahead and end there. I will ponder during lunch what the title for this sermon would be. Wait a minute. Do you guys want a title? Is that the point so that all these people have the title?
Yes.
How about Melody in Your Heart?
Melody in Your Heart. Ephesians 5, 18, 19. Yeah.
5:19, first three words. Yeah,
the first three words. Damn yourself. So I will prepare a title for all subsequent sermons so that that title can be announced. And then hunted for on the worldwide interweb. Okay, let's pray. Father God, I do thank you that if we pay attention, we have something to be thankful for all day long. And Father, I pray for myself and I pray for each one of us here that we would be believers who are wise enough to pay attention. That we'd become more aware. And Father, I thank you that this doesn't change the fact that we will have sorrow and grief in our life and we get to come to you for comfort. We get to pour out our sorrows and griefs to you, and we get to share our sorrows and griefs with each other, Father. That's not bad mouthing you. That's just grieving over a broken universe. We get to do that, Father. We get to be amazed, and we get to be hurt, and sometimes we even get to be angry at the reality of sin around us and sin against us. And we get to be brokenhearted, Father, over sin within our own lives. And we get to come to you in sorrow and confession over those sins. But Father, I thank you that in the middle of all of that, wrapped around all of that, sustaining all of that, and capping all of that, it is absolutely true that today you will be loving me all day long with powerful activity. Father, that you will be loving each one of us with protection and blessing, with wisdom and truth to show us. Father, you will be standing against the enemy on our behalf. In the real universe, you will be protecting us from Satan and his forces. And Father, in the real universe, you will prepare a way of escape for our temptations. In the real universe, Father, you will bring a purpose to every sorrow and anguish we face. And all day long, Father, it's true that your thoughts for us will be more precious than any treasure. Father, help us to ponder these things this week. Help us to not just know these things are in your word, but to actually go into your word and ponder them with you. Father, I pray that your Spirit will pursue me and pursue each one of us through our week. That we would truly, literally ponder to just simply think about in conversation with you all the ways that you're loving us. And then we would look for and pray for and be ready for the opportunity to make that melody known to someone else. To speak to one another. in melody from our heart. Father, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your care and attention today. In Jesus' name.